You are listening to All Things Latina Podcast, where I, Tani Steffi, help you find your superpower. If you're seeking growth in business, your career, or need self-development guidance, chica, I got you covered. You're definitely listening to The Ride Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Tani Steffi for updates on upcoming podcast episodes, tips, and inspirational reminders. And always remember that if someone else can accomplish something, why not you? Episode 27. This is a super exciting episode because I will be talking to you about self-confidence. And I've actually been planning to do an episode on self-confidence because having confidence makes an impact on your personal life, business, career, relationship, you name it. It makes an impact. It just makes a difference in your life. And I've received various comments and DMs asking, Tani, how are you so confident? What are some tips of being confident? And I'm like, you know what? Let me just create this episode and share with everyone some tips on how you can become that confident chingona and have that jefa mentality that you are enough. You are enough to accomplish anything and everything you set your mind to. And I get it. Sometimes the thing that holds us back the most to pursue our goals or simply just take action towards something that we really, really want to do is the lack of self-confidence or that fear of failure. But the fear of failure that you may encounter is all due to the lack of self-confidence, right? So at some point in our lives, we have all been there. We have all been there at some point. And I'll be the first one to say, yes, I have been there before, but I have learned to overcome that fear and I have learned how to be more confident. And I know you're probably wondering, okay, Tani, how do I become more confident then? And you're at the right place right now because it is an essential, fair question. And on this episode, I'll be giving you 5 valuable tips on how you can be and how you can learn to be more confident just so you can improve your life in general. So I'll start off with the first one. The first one is practice positive self-talk. Okay. Self-talk leads to self-love, which affects and enhances your self-esteem. And I know it may sound so cliche. It may sound like, okay, positive self-talk. Okay. But let me explain to you what I mean exactly by positive self-talk, because I feel sometimes we do it. We give ourselves negative self-talk without even realizing it. And that eventually just messes up with our confidence, right? So for example, let me give you an example. So let's say that there's something that you've never done before. You've never done this. Maybe it's a new job and you've never done this new job or this new task and you're obviously nervous. You obviously don't feel confident about it. Instead of saying to yourself, I'm not going to go for it because I've never done it before. You want to put a pause on that, right? So you want to think about it in a positive light and maybe perhaps instead say, well, this is an opportunity to learn something new, right? So that's the difference. That's the difference right there that you're like, you know what? I've never done it, but let me try and see this as an opportunity. Anything new that you do, whether it's in business, your career, in life, it's a new opportunity to learn something new. And every time we learn something new, we grow. But I'll touch base on that a little bit later. So for example, let's say that then this task becomes a little too complicated for you, right? Then you're like, oh man, this is too complicated. What are you doing? That's another example of negative self-talk. So what you want to do and what you want to say instead is, I'll tackle it from a different angle. I can do this. Let me just brainstorm and think about how else I can tackle this. So instead, you know, that's how you practice the negative self, like eliminating the negative self-talk and then incorporating more of the positive self-talk. Another tip that I love, love, love to practice in order for me to build my self-esteem and my self-confidence are affirmations. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I'll post up affirmations. They're so, so important because you want to feed your brain. You want to feed your mind these positive things. Just how you would feed your body, you need to feed your brain, right? So some examples of these self-esteem booster affirmations that you wanted, and you want to do this every morning. You want to do this every day when you wake up, whether it's you're verbally saying it to yourself, whether you're writing them down, or whether you are just, you know, posting them on social media. It doesn't matter as long as you say it, and then you start believing it. So for example, something that you want to do or say to yourself is, I have high self-esteem, so I truly believe in my abilities. Whether you believe it or not at the beginning, you know, it may not be easy. It may sound a little kind of funky to even say, right? But you want to say it. And the more you say it, the more you believe it. So the more comfortable you're going to feel with it. Another one is, I am worthy of the best things in life, because you are worthy of it all. Okay. And I want you to know that you are worthy of it all. So you can say those affirmations, and whatever it is you want, if you want love, if you want success, if you want to just be happy overall in your life, then you want to use those affirmations. Or, you know, in this case, you're looking to build your confidence, then you want to say something like, I feel good about myself and I feel good about the decisions that I make. And you want to make sure that you do this every day, right? So the key here is to follow these tips every day and start incorporating them into your life. See it more as a lifestyle. And within time, you'll notice the difference. Okay, so here's the next tip. And I want you to see this as a form of an exercise, right? And either you do it now while you're listening to the episode, or you do it later. But it's very important that you do this. You want to list your strengths. Okay. And be honest with yourself. And it may be weird, because it's always weird to talk about yourself, but remember, this is just between you and you. Okay. And it's okay to hype yourself up. It's totally fine. If you don't do it, who else will, right? So that's the thing. You have to pump yourself up. What are you good at? What are your strengths, right? So think about it. Take a minute and really think about that. Are you creative? You know, don't only think about your strengths in a professional setting, right? You may be excellent at your job, great, but start kind of dissecting and self-analyzing yourself, like, as a person, what are my strengths, right? So think about that. Maybe are you creative, right? You know what? My strength is that I'm creative. Another strength of mine is that I'm patient. Another strength is that I'm determined. Make a list of all those things that you are good at, that are your strengths, and embrace those strengths and really dig deep. Don't say, well, I'm not good at anything, because see, that is negative self-talk. Everyone is good at something. And the beauty of it is that everyone is unique, because we're all different, right? So start listing those things out, and actually DM them to me. Don't be shy, okay? Don't be shy. Send them to me. I want to know, what are you good at? What are you good at? Honestly, I will have a blast just reading and replying to you guys. Like, it's, shoot me a DM at Tani Estefi, and I'll link it here on this podcast episode, my Instagram handle, in case that you're not following me. But tell me, what are your strengths? I want to know. I really want to know. And be confident about it. Be confident about it, because that is who you are. Okay. And once you have written that out, you'll notice, like, wow, I do bring a lot to the table. I do a lot to offer. Okay. So that's the point and purpose of this exercise. So really take the time to do that. As soon as you're done listening to this episode, what are your strengths? Okay. What makes you that boss chingo? Now, what makes you that? Okay, I want to know. If you're listening to this episode, you know that I am all about women empowerment and self-care. And we know that no one knows your body better than you. That's why at Planned Parenthood, you drive your health care decisions. Through Planned Parenthood's telehealth appointments, you can get high-quality, affordable care your way by phone or video. When you're ready, book a virtual appointment at plannedparenthood.org/all things. That's plannedparenthood.org planparenthood.org/all things. Planned Parenthood telehealth services are ready whenever you are. Appointments are high quality, affordable, and private, just like they are in person. Expert providers can help you with birth control, prescription refills, other sexual or reproductive care services. So skip the waiting room and get the care you need when you need it. Learn more at planparenthood.org/all things. Okay, so here's the next tip, and I love this tip. I highly, like, this is like one of my favorite ones in general. Celebrate your small and big wins, okay? You have to celebrate your small and big wins. What do I mean by that, right? So again, it goes back to, hey, if no one else is going to hype you up, like, you know, why not do it yourself, right? Or vice versa. Like, why not hype yourself up if no one else is going to do it for you? You guys get the point. The thing is here, you have to celebrate your small and big wins. For example, you can celebrate something as small as, you know what? I accomplished doing my affirmations today. You know what? Bravo to me. That is a small win, right? Which in the long run, it will be a big win because you're going to be super confident. A big win. Let's say you got a promotion, you started your business. You know what? This is a big win for me. I'm going to celebrate myself because I deserve it, because I worked hard for this, right? So definitely always celebrate anything small, as insignificant as it may be, or as big as it may be. If you have, let's say, a small goal of, you know what? Today, I'm going to walk a mile, 2 miles, whatever it is. Celebrate that small win because that is an accomplishment that you are doing for yourself. And don't be afraid and embarrassed for it. And you'll notice that you'll get into that routine. You'll get into that routine of like giving yourself credit. Right. So, and I know it feels a little weird sometimes, especially at the beginning when you start, like, to give yourself credit for something that you feel is not a big deal. You're like, well, it's a given. I should be doing this. But the fact, you know, you don't want to say that because that's negative self-talk. So what you want to do is give yourself credit for that accomplishment. Why not? And little by little, you're going to see a difference in your behavior and your confidence level. So please promise me that if there's anything on here that I'm saying, this is the one that you will follow. You will give yourself credit for what you deserve. The next tip I have for you is empower yourself with knowledge, gain new perspectives, and be willing to learn. This is so important. Don't shut yourself down. Don't limit yourself is what I'm saying. Don't limit yourself to learning new things. Sometimes, like I said at the beginning, we can get a little, we can lack confidence if we don't know something, and that's fine. No one in this world knows everything. There's so much to learn that no one will ever learn everything. So if you remind yourself of that and you're like open, you have an open mind to learn new things and gain new perspectives, trust me, that's a game changer. Not only this, you'll be challenging yourself. It's okay to challenge yourself. Don't see that as a negative thing. See that as a positive thing, because not only will you be learning something new, you'll be learning a new skill. You'll be opening your mind, and you can apply whatever it is that you're learning to anything, whether it's your life, business, or career, right? So empower yourself with knowledge. The more you know, the better. But it has to start with making a decision. The decision is pick up that book, read that article, network with who you have to network with, talk to whoever you have to talk to so you can gain that new perspective and really build that self-confidence. The more you know, the more comfortable you will be. Okay. So really, really practice this tip. I promise you, it's a game changer. Now, the final tip that I have for you is be resilient. If you fell at something, don't put yourself down. Get back up and try again, no matter how many times it takes. You get right back up and don't bash on yourself. Don't self-negative talk with yourself. And see this more as a lesson. So don't call them mistakes. If something happens, don't call them mistakes. That's something that I do. I do not call things mistakes. I call them lessons. And then I ask myself, what did I learn from this lesson? How can I improve from this, like from this lesson, right? So definitely see them as lessons. And also maybe this is time for you to try a different approach. If something didn't work out, be open-minded and say, okay, what else can I do differently in order to have a better outcome? So learn from this experience and move on. Don't dwell on it. Don't sit on it. Don't sit on this lesson. Don't sit on this thing that happened to you, but instead analyze it. Right? So do take your time, analyze it. What did I learn? How can I improve? And let's move on. Let's move on to the next. And if that doesn't work, guess what? You try again. Okay? So once you do that and you learn to become resilient, trust me, you are going to be one confident hippa. Like, I've already done that. That didn't work. I tried this other thing. It didn't work until you get it right. Right? So all you're doing is building experience. You are confident about what works and what doesn't. So be resilient and don't give up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you really start incorporating these tips into your life. And trust me, you're going to be one confident chingona. So definitely believe in yourself, love yourself. You have that self-confidence within you. It's just a matter of putting some of these tips into effect and really start believing in yourself. No self-doubt, no self-negative talk, but nothing but positive vibes. So again, thank you so much for listening. And remember that if someone else can accomplish something, why not you?